But right now it's time to talk with Farmers and Merchants State Bank. Today, our guest, Luke Rushmeyer. He's a business and agricultural loan specialist. Luke, thank you for being on the show with us today. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Kelly? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is kind of a fun time of year, right? My birthday's in October, so I always think October's the best. But really, it's the kickoff to the holidays. It's a kickoff, you know, you're on our way to a new year, and we just have holiday after holiday after holiday. And when I think about that, I think about all that we've gone through here in the last few years. And you, as someone who works in the banking industry, I'm sure that you've seen a lot of different things happening. Let's talk to you just a little bit, first of all, because I don't know that everybody understands what people do as specialists in the banking world. We've been able to talk to a lot of other banking experts from Farmers and Merchant State Bank. So today you're joining us, and you're over in the Sauk Rapids location. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay, so over there in Sauk Rapids, tell us a little bit about what you specialize in.
So I specialize, you know, like you said, primarily ag and commercial lending. You know, I do take care of some consumer loan requests as well. You know, it's really about taking care of, you know, any customer that walks through the doors. So, helping out anyone that walks in working with a lot of our business and aid customers here.
So, you know, when I think about that, for you, it's just, this is like everyday business, right? It's what you do. But for someone like me, I don't really understand what goes on in the day-to-day of a loan specialist. Like, what kind of things do you need to look at or understand before I even walk in the door?
Yeah, it's, you know, really about sitting down with a customer or potential customer and getting an understanding of what their business is or what their ag enterprise is. You know, are they a crop farmer, a dairy farmer? Getting a good understanding of that, taking a look at the financial statements and kind of assessing the business as a whole, and making a decision from there. So
now, do you mainly work with people that are already like in the farming industry as a family, or do you work with people that say, you know what, I decided today that I don't want to do this kind of business. I want to have a farm. I want to have a hobby farm. I know nothing about, I've never been on a tractor, but I'm going to do it today. I mean, do you have all kinds of people that do that too?
Yep. Yeah, we have a good mix of family farms that we've worked with for, you know, through generation, you know, changes from father to son or daughter. And we also have people that come in and like you said, they want a little bit of a change in pace and want to get into the egg industry, farming. So it's a little bit of a good mix there. You know, it's interesting to see people, you know, come in and talk to them and learn a little bit about what they have going on you hear a lot of good stories that's probably one of the more enjoyable parts of my job. So
I bet. You know, and I think about a bank like yours, right? Farmers and Merchants State Bank. It's got Farmers right in the title. And mm-hmm. So when you think about a bank like that, is there a difference between a bank that really spends its focus looking at farmers and agriculture loans as opposed to a different bank?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you think about the ag industry in general and what they provide to the local economies here in central Minnesota. You know, there's a lot of dollars flowing in and out, you know, they really, you know, in my opinion, they're kind of the backbone of our economy here in central Minnesota and even over the country.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you think about the importance of farmers. I mean, we need them so much. People don't even realize, you know, we drive down these county roads and Foley and Princeton, and we get right outside of St. Cloud, you know, right on the fringe, you see farmland everywhere. We just take it for granted. It's just not there. It's not just sitting there. There's people out there making that farmland work. They're trying to make sure that if there's a drought, what are they going to do? We still got to have food to eat. We've got to have food for our cattle. We've got to have hay. We've got to have beans. All the crops that we have here are so important in Minnesota. And not just that, then there's the farm animals also.
Yes. Yep, correct. Yep.
It was everything. So let's talk about this. I've heard this kitchen table banking term before. What does kitchen table banking mean?
Yeah, so really what that means is, you know, a big part of my job is actually going out to the farms that I and farmers that I work with, you know, going to their homes and seeing the farm operations firsthand, you know, doing some farm visits and, you know, literally sitting down at the kitchen table and going through, you know, what's the next year's crop plan look like? You know, how if they're cattle farmers, you know, what does the herd look like? You know, going through some of the numbers and really doing some planning and you know, getting things ready for the coming year. So,
yeah, you were talking about a little bit about how you tend to work with both ends of it. But when you're talking about families, like, you know, my dad, mom had a farm for years and he purchased the farm from, his dad. And now, you know, nope. We have those discussions about what's going to happen next. So do you kind of help things, you know, when families are going through that, do you guys try to help that process of how to hand things off properly kind of to the next generation if they decide to do that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's a big part of what we do is, you know, we try and find a solution to, you know, to things like that, instances like that where, you know, the farm or even the business is going to pass down to the next generation. And you know, we have some good tools in our toolbox to work with. You know, we've got, we do SBA financing and we utilize our local FSA office here to help with some of that. And you know, like I said, we try and find a solution to make that dream come true for the next generation that's going to be taking care of the operations. So
now, I know this is probably an off the wall question. I should probably know, but I don't work on the farm. I've never done that part of it. Is a farm loan different than like a car loan? Like car loans, you make a payment every month. Is a farm loan more like you have a loan and you make a payment after crops come in, or is it still like a monthly type of loan, or are there different kinds?
Yeah, they're really different kinds, and we kind of tailor it to you know, what kind of farming enterprise it is. You know, like a dairy farm will typically, you know, do monthly payments on those just because, you know, there's monthly income coming in typically, you know, when the milk checks come in. Crop farmer will kind of set up the payment to be due when the crops are harvested and sold. And you know, so we really tailor the payments to, you know, when the cash flow kind of dictates that it's going to work out. So, yeah, it's quite a bit different than a car loan or even a home loan where you have that set principal and interest payment every month. You know, it can be quite a bit different for a farm and even a business as well. So
I always have to ask Luke, and it's probably a little personal, but I always want, you know, when I think about these kind of jobs, when you're, this is more of a personal job than, you know, than just being someone who does loans for anyone. When you're working like with this kind of community, what made you decide that you wanted to be a farm specialist like this? Agriculture.
Yeah, you know, part of it is, you know, I grew up in central Minnesota, kind of on a hobby farm. You know, we had some horses and grew alfalfa and baled hay for my grandpa, who owned a dairy farm. My uncle also owns a dairy farm. So now I've been around that stuff, you know, pretty much my whole life. And, you know, after college, I had an opportunity to kind of get into the ag side and commercial side of banking. And that's kind of where I stuck. And, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah. It's neat when you hear how people end up where they do. Like, where was your interest and where you ended up? Do you have any really great stories of helping farmers or businesses that you can think of that you could share with us, of course, without sharing names, just any kind of stories that you just love?
Yeah, you know, the biggest things for me and kind of keeping it in, you know, a general aspect is just helping people, you know, fulfill that dream, whether it's expanding their operation, you know, maybe it's purchasing a farm that they've been renting for the last number of years, and so that they can own it versus renting it, and just seeing you know, seeing people's dreams really, really come to fruition is a big part of it for me, and kind of keeps me going, you know, throughout the day, you know, working on that kind of stuff, and you know, keeping in mind that this is people's livelihoods, and you know, so it's very important, and that's really the big thing for me.
I'm imagining that you almost have to be like a weatherman, like you look like looking at the almanac, like every year you're helping businesses, you know who your clients are. And I'm sure mm-hmm. that you guys are watching what's happening, whether it be a drought or be the economy, or you watch those price indexes fluctuate. Are you, as a bank, you know, Farmers, Emergent State Bank, always making sure that you stay ahead of that in case there's emergency type situations where, you know, a lot of the farmers may be coming in saying, hey, we need an extra month here, or we need some help with something?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the big things that we pride ourselves on here is working with our customers. You know, looking at last year, you know, we kind of ran through some drought conditions, and you know, it's really finding, you know, how are we going to make this work so that it's a kind of a win-win for both the customer and the bank, you know, that's been a big thing that I've noticed. You know, I've been here for about 5 years now, and just the bank's willingness to work with people, you know, and get them through some of those tough times. You know, the last couple, 2-3 years with COVID, you know, even on the commercial lending side, you know, we had to work through quite a few things, and you know, to be able to do that and put people's minds at ease that, you know what, that's one less thing we have to really worry about is the financial aspect. So that's been big.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, are there any recent businesses that you've helped finance there in Sauk Rapids or in your other locations in Pierce and Eden Valley that you could mention that we can talk about?
You know, without going into names or whatever, you know, like the big thing for me is, you know, it's fun to see the new customers, you know, someone that's just starting a business or you know, starting farming, you know, those are the really the fun ones to work with, because you get to work with them from the ground up, you know, and see that business flourish, you know, especially after 2 or 3 years to see where those people started and where they're at it's really neat and fun. So
people are kind of looking for, I guess I call it a small town bank feel, like where you walk in and they say, hey, Kelly, how are you? Do you also offer all those services that maybe they also need, you know, because I know the farm life, right? You're busy. You're so busy. You got to go in and take care of everything at once. So kind of, it's nice to have your checking and your savings and maybe your loan all at the same location. Do you offer all of those things to your customers?
Yeah. We're really a full service bank. You know, whether it be loans, you know, commercial and ag loans or consumer loans, residential, you know, checking, savings accounts, both for consumer and commercial and ag. So, it's really a full service, banks. So.
And I'm assuming too, because I don't want people to get the wrong idea. When they think small town banks, sometimes they think that they still, you know, they can't do things digitally. And a lot of people love their mobile banking. You also offer mobile banking, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yep. Definitely. Mobile banking, you know, for some of our commercial customers that are further away, we offer remote deposits and stuff like that. So it's, we offer, you know, really the same, technology, online banking that pretty much any other lending or bank offers. So,
well, I'm sure that there's people out there considering lots of different things, considering opening a new business. Maybe they're switching from being in the city and they really are that person that says, I want to do a small farm. This is my dream. I'm going to do it. We're going to purchase land. We're getting ready to go. But I really need a financial partner that's going to help me get there. How can people stay connected with Farmers Emergent State Bank to keep learning about your banking services?
Yeah, I mean, they can visit our website and, you know, check us out there or stop in at any of our branches. We've got branches in Eden Valley and Sauk Rapids and Pierce. We've got a great team of lenders and, you know, other people that can help out. So, I would encourage people to stop in. And a lot of times it's good to put a face with the name that's where things really start. So,
well, that's awesome. I really appreciate you spending some time with us today. Anything else you want to leave with us that I haven't asked you about today before we go?
No, I think that covers it. I appreciate you having me on this morning, I guess.
Of course. We appreciate you being here.
Not afternoon yet. So.
It's almost 3 minutes away. But, Luke, we really appreciate you taking some time. I'm sure you're pretty busy. So thanks for being here with us today.
You bet. Thank you.
It is Luke Rushmeyer, Business and Agricultural Loan Specialist at Farmers and Merchant State Bank, right over here in Sauk Rapids. If you're that person, or in Pierce, or over in Eden Valley, wherever you want to go, if you're looking for someone that is going to be paying attention to what you're doing and helping you out with wherever you need to go when it comes to agricultural loans and farming, I think they're a great place to go. You can check them out online.